What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to a lovely Monday, a beautiful Monday on the 18th of October. Geez, isn't that tracking very quickly? Yeah, we're not far away from Christmas. I better get some presents. But one man that just brings presents every time he opens his mouth, Gregory Blewett, joins us. And good afternoon, Gregory. Welcome to the Global Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, Jars. Good afternoon to everyone. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a good week. I need to discuss something with you, Jars, we'll just delve into a little bit as the show goes on. Mm. But I want to know how would you rate your skin out of 10?
What do you mean?
No, I just want to know.
My skin?
Your skin. Is it
healthy?
Well,
I'm from Scotland.
I know you're a little bit pasty.
Well, you call me pasty boy, which I take offence to.
But the health of it?
Well, I reckon I'm tracking around a 6 or 7.
Okay, because I walked past your computer just before, and up there it's got skincare buyer's guide. What is it? Moisturiser?
I don't use moisturiser.
Do you need a little tint in it?
I don't need tint.
Well, why?
I'm a real man, mate.
Why are you looking?
A man's man.
Why are you looking at skincare products?
Don't you go there, young man, because you're full of it. You've got bloody cupboards full of skincare and moisturiser and hair care and hairy arms. I'm a real man. I'm a hard-working, civilised engineer type, you know, hammer man, tool belt man. So that's who I am.
So it's for someone else. The skincare products.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, it's for Maz.
Okay.
It's for Maz.
All right.
But I did have a bit of a swim this morning down the ocean, bareback down there with my body, took it down there, had an outdoor shower, plunged into the pool. So I'm feeling pretty fresh today.
You've been doing that a bit recently. Last week, I reckon you picked the worst day.
What for?
You said you went down.
It was lovely, yeah.
To the ocean front.
It was dirty. The water was dirty.
Which I reckon that was the day you were hungover, but you...
I wasn't hungover. Stop going there, mate.
Okay.
We've got a big show coming up. No Burn for another week.
Yes.
Bernie Vince is still on holiday somewhere around the country. Well, we have no idea where he's gone.
I think he's like his dad. He's counting his cash. I think he went all right. Saturday.
He did he? Well, the horse race. Who won that one? Who won the horse race?
What was it called? The Everest.
The Everest.
Not my horse. I backed our local Geetra.
Yes.
Did you have a little?
$5 on him.
Did you?
Or her.
Yeah.
I don't really follow horses. Now, World Cup starts tomorrow, the T20. All right. I know there's games already been played there, Greg, which I wasn't aware of. But Australia
It's already started.
Well, has it or not?
Yes, it has.
Where's the opening ceremony? Don't they do that? No?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, we're playing New Zealand in a warm-up match tomorrow, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to that. And we're ranked 7th in the world for T20.
We are.
We got no hope.
No hope?
We got no hope this year,
the shorter the game, the more of it's a bit of a lottery. It is a bit of – you have
– All right.
So I'd give ourselves
an outside – Who's your favourite?
I think the West Indies are going to be very competitive.
Cool.
If you look through all the stats, the top players in the world, it's littered with West Indians.
All right.
I think India will be hard to beat as well.
Congratulations to my mate Carly Viet. Adelaide United won in a very good game of football against Olympics. Adelaide Olympics yesterday down at West Beach, 1-0 in the FFA Cup. So we go into the final eight.
We've had a good record in
FFA
Cup.
So, really proud of Carly and the boys, so that's a good result for our laddies. Redbacks in Queensland.
Well, Queensland, 152 in their first innings, Jars.
Beautifully bowled.
SA responded, with 280, so about 130-run lead.
At Adelaide Oval. Yes,
and
Greg.
Then yesterday,
yes, Greg.
Queensland piled on the runs. We had them in all sorts of trouble.
Oh, no. Who many dropped catches? Who dropped the catches?
There was one
dropped.
Usman Khawaja dropped he got dropped.
On 19.
Went on to make.
So who dropped
174.
Him? Well, who dropped him?
I don't know.
You've got to give me their name.
I don't know. And then Jimmy Pearson made 130
Jimmy
as well.
Jimmy Pearson?
So they, today, set us 324.
All right, come on, lads.
Off of 86. So that's a tough run chase,
right.
Jazz.
Are we underway? Where's Emma G?
Not here. So you got me.
Benny. Our producer.
Hey, he's doubling up.
Yes.
Producing and panelling.
And panelling and taking the phones.
Nice.
Skeleton staff here on the Global Rush Hour. Let's get underway. 133353.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And with another big weekend come and gone, it's time for What Tickled My Fancy.
But how many times do we change the name of this segment? Well, how so many... we started off with What We Learned.
Yes.
And Roo and Ditch pinched the name of it they needed more content for their breakfast show.
Or did you pinch
no,
it
No, I
off
didn't
of
touch that. No, they right. plagiarised ours. Then right. we went off to Burn... said he come up with the idea that the name would be called
What Caught My Eye.
What Caught My Eye, which was on the Channel 9 footy show on Sunday with old Fat Boy Billy.
So Burn stole
Burn
that.
Stole that one.
Right, now we've come
Who's
up with...
Who's come up with this ridiculous name for a
well,
segment?
I actually mentioned it. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, and then Bernie came on air and said, why don't we call it What Tickled My Fancy? He stole my thunder.
Are you, so it's yours. This is
yeah,
your...
this is mine.
All right, so this is where we just delve around the papers and... get on socials to see what's bloody happening in our world. Mm. All right? All right. Well, you can start off with What Tickled Your Fancy.
All right. What Tickled My Fancy. Jars, well, as you mentioned in the opener,
yes,
the
Gregory.
T20 World Cup started last
well,
night.
I did say that, yes.
All right. Scotland.
Oh.
Your mob.
I need the bagpipes.
Scotland.
Stop it. Don't. Hang on. Hang on. I get emotional when you talk about this because that's
we need the bagpipes.
Oh, come on,
you,
we haven't given him much. Just Haydo never stuffed up. Haydo was everywhere. Where is Haydo these days?
Will you give us a bit of William Wallace
he's
in the meantime?
It.
He's ruined it. Ladies, when you take your opportunity to get the batten ball, you're representing our great island, Scotland, and remember the Highlands of Scotland. William Wallace will be watching over you, lads. So play with your sword. And don't give in.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. So it started, right? Now, can you remember about a month or so ago, Australia went to Bangladesh?
Yes, we did.
And they absolutely hammered us
yes,
in,
they did.
In
yes.
T20 cricket.
Yes, they did.
Well, last night, Bangladesh played Scotland.
Oh.
Scotland won by 6 runs.
Oh! My late mother would be proud. Where's the bagpipes? What are you laughing for?
The computer's frozen.
Of course it has.
What about
technology? Go and get stuffed.
What about that for an upset, though?
That's brilliant.
Scotland beating Bangladesh.
Who's our
in
captain?
The opening. Who's your
Scotland's
Scotty?
Captain?
No idea.
It's got to be William McShaw.
No idea. Now there was another game, Jars. This is the blockbuster.
So this is What Tickled Your Fancy, this segment.
Papua New Guinea played Oman.
Yes.
Right? Papua New Guinea made 129.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oman.
Yes, Greg.
Got them none down.
None down.
And guess who's the bowling coach for Papua New Guinea?
Craig McDermott?
No.
Who is it?
Chad Sayers. They didn't even get one wicket, Jars.
Chaddy!
What is Chaddy doing?
What are you doing?
What is he doing?
I see his brother Azar made 100 for Grange on Saturday in the district competition,
so he should.
Whatever it's called.
Now, on Friday night, we
is
caught
that
up.
Tickled your fancy?
Yeah, that
so
tickled
that, what,
my...
that's what tickled your
and
fancy.
And one more thing.
Yes, Greg.
We were talking about your time in Perth. We had a quick beer, didn't we,
yeah,
Friday
we did.
Night?
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about you. And I said, well, why did you come back?
Yes.
You know? And you were like, oh, I
Family.
Missed Adelaide. And,
yeah, I
but
did.
But something came across my desk, and I reckon this is why you might have come back.
Oh, yeah, Perth. This is Andy Jarman, making you ready for your day's work. And then make sure that you move around. Have you got this on iPod? Oh, yeah. Mums of Perth. Look at Andy
get
Jarman.
It off.
And when you put your jam on your butter, make sure you lick your fingers.
Lick your fingers.
I was doing a radio breakfast show over there.
Yeah, well, I've seen it on YouTube.
Don't
and
you
you're actually taking your top off. You've got the hairy
no, I haven't
back.
Got a hairy back.
You got the hair.
Oh, that no.
So
where'd that come from?
You got run
no,
out
that
of
was,
Perth.
No, I didn't get run
what
out of
was
a Perth
going
because of
your
that.
Head?
They want me to stay in Perth.
What is going through
that
thick skull of yours?
That was for a breakfast
yours?
Show.
Jeez.
And it went off too, just quietly. Massive numbers.
Oh.
So that tickled your fancy.
Yeah, so that
all
did.
Right.
What tickled yours?
Well, I've got one right here. Now, a local cricketer in WA has bowled the worst over ever recorded in Australia. The scorecard, is an absolute bloodbath.
Right,
right Gregory? His name is Nathan Bennett found himself in the wrong place at the wrong time, family, bowling the wrong deliveries.
Come on, Benno.
All right. Now, this is a local cricket match in Perth.
Right.
Now, this Nathan Bennett bowled one over.
One over.
No maidens, no wickets for 50 runs. No!
Hang on.
He did, Gregory.
How's that possible?
Why?
There must have been a couple of
no
balls in there
got
as well.
Pantsed.
Six sixes are 36.
Yeah, it's eight consecutive sixes struck in an eight ball over that included two no balls. So Nathan Bennett, don't ever bowl again for your cricket side.
No.
Have you ever had anything bizarre than that? None for 50 off one over.
And that's not a good return, Jase. And I don't think no surprise he didn't come back and bowl a second over.
Sorrento Duncraig reached 6 for 276 off 40 overs, while his side, Kingsley Woodvale, reached 8 for 154.
Sounds like a bit
Nathan
of
Nathan Bennett.
Bit of Parkland
don't
cricket.
Turn up for training next
come
week.
On, come on,
that's
Bennett.
What tickled my fancy
right.
there, Gregory.
Nice.
All right, we underway?
Yep.
All
I still
right,
didn't find
go.
Your bagpipes.
Mate, it's got to be in the system.
It's there. It's just
this joint's falling apart. It's no wonder I'm going to be leaving.
But it's big news, though. We've made local headlines. We've made some local headlines. We have.
Oh, is that up next?
Yes.
Is this your little segment?
No, I've been talking to Blue about it. This is big news.
All right.
We're making headlines, as always.
On. Burns on the phone.
What does he want?
Wrong number. Just go. Come on.
Jars always says this show's global, right?
Yeah, well, it is.
We've made
it
some
is.
Headlines
it is
recently.
Good numbers.
We've made some really big headlines
the podcast
recently.
World, yeah.
Well, did you notice it was a couple of days ago? What was it, Thursday? When was your big meeting with the Triple M bosses, Jars?
Mine was, when was it, Greg?
Friday.
I had a catch up with the people. Yeah, with my hierarchy. Yes, sir.
And remember how you got our guys to film you going into the office?
No, I had no knowledge of that.
Did Jars request to be filmed?
No, I didn't, Gregory. I didn't. So where are we going with this, young man?
Yes.
Well, we put that video up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I write
on the Triple M Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it was titled, Could This Be the End of Jars?
Yes, sir.
Who would you add to the show, Bernie, Bluey and?
Yes.
Now, have you read the comments?
No, not at all. Oh, I did read a couple. I had some funny ones. Well, what's happened? Has it gone global?
They were so bad, we got on Media Watch last night.
Did we really?
Mm. They were so bad. Like they piled on Jars so much
that that's good.
It made Media Watch.
Yeah, that's good.
Made Media Watch. Mm. Well done, Jars.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, why not?
I got it from last night. Have a listen.
Go. Here we go.
And in local media news, a Facebook post has sparked a number of heated comments after Adelaide radio station Triple M posted a video of ex-Crows footballer Andrew Jarman being led to the boss's office. In the post, the station proposed, could this be the end of Jars? Who would you add to the show? And people didn't hold back. One person wrote,
it's the rush hour, all right? I rush home before it starts so I don't have to listen to it.
And another wrote,
stopped listening to these people ages ago. Hope they get some real sports people in there soon.
But the comments didn't stop there, some touching very close to home.
Oh, dear.
Jars' fashion is from the 90s. Interesting. That was the last time he was relevant.
And then there was this.
I did listen to the Sunraysia version of Triple M. It had a much better sports show than Adelaide.
Not to mention his coaching abilities.
Surely also gets the chop at Williston. Can't lose from 57 up.
Ouch. Strangely, only one person suggested a replacement were Jars to be taken off the show.
Have you thought about hiring Darren Jarman?
We reached out to Triple M Adelaide for comments, to which program director Matthew O'Reilly stated,
I spend so much time with Ruin Ditz, I didn't actually know we still hired him.
The post remains.
How's that?
Sounds like some voices I recognise within the building.
I was trying to get.
One's our digital lad, Josh Morrow, trying to be really important.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's Caitlin, who works at SAFM. Yeah,
marvellous,
you think I'm
job.
Stupid.
Marvellous
hey,
job.
Nice whack
media
there.
Media Watch.
No, Media Watch.
Yeah. Any media is good media,
no,
Jars.
No, it's not. I thought we were actually on Media Watch going national, but we got a couple of little chunk heads inside our building to whack me. That will get back. What are you laughing for?
Because O'Reilly helped script some of that, doesn't he?
Matthew O'Reilly, our boss.
Your boss.
Who doesn't wear socks and has his punchy little Lady Gaga ankles hanging out. Nah, really disappointed. And you're laughing over there?
That was the first.
You're laughing over there?
That's the first I knew of it, Andrew.
Well, that went global too, that bloody thing. Honestly, what nice little whack. What are you laughing for?
Because it's funny.
And Josh Morrow needs to get a deeper voice if he wants to do some voiceover stuff.
I thought he
did
very well.
And be a little bit more relevant. Mm. And young Caitlin.
Caitlin was excellent.
Who I'll have a chat with when I finish this segment. To give her a little dressing down. But anyway, that's okay. At least I put my plums out there. Not like your little skinny ones that got ripped out last week.
Oof. A bit tender still.
A bit tender. All right, let's talk footy next. Let's move along. Media, watch my ass.
Jars, I found your bagpipes, mate.
Well, that's a bit late now. I needed that when we were talking about Scotland knocking off Bangladesh in the T20 World Cup.
Mm. Yeah. No, you're...
Great win,
15 minutes late, Benny.
Yeah,
should we talk
proud.
Footy instead?
Should have talked footy instead. Now, just a couple little... There's a bits around. There's not little, too much around. They're all gearing up for the AFL draft, and we'll talk about that briefly. But GWS, Adelaide boy Phil Davis, will get a... will play on next year, which is... There's been some talk he may pull the pin, but he'll get a one-year contract extension. There's still plenty of good footy left in Phil Davis, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
So that's a good result there.
No, he's a good footballer, isn't he? So,
and the other little bit of word coming out of Melbourne is there's a push to overthrow Hawthorn president, bloody Jeffrey Kennett.
Yes, yes.
Andy Gowers has put his hand up to nominate to become the next president of the Hawthorns. He's a former premiership player at Hawthorn.
I was billeted out by Andy Gowers.
Andy Gowers. Yeah. Lovely fella. Yeah. Terrific fella.
Fantastic family.
And he's got the support by the great Gary Ayres.
Mm.
So watch this space, Hawthorn fans. So big Jeffrey might be in some trouble, Gregory.
All right. Yep. We'll have to watch that one. I'm going to throw some names at you, Jars, because we know the trade period has finished. Mm. Some Port Adelaide names. Do they deserve a second chance?
Oh, okay.
All right. Boyd Woodcock?
Yeah, young Boyd needs to find a club that he's going to actually play A-grade footy. He's never going to get a game at Port Adelaide with the likes of Butters, Dersma, although they're about eight deep with Smalls. So, I think Boyd might need to go back to the Sandful, back to North Adelaide, and have another good year, and then maybe have another crack, but find a club that needs a small forward. So 50-50 for me.
All right. Jared Leanett.
Well, he's a terrific defender. He's a good depth player, but Port Adelaide's back six or seven is as good as any, as we know. They're in the top three. Elite kick, runs and carries. But he'd be a good pickup. I'd like the Adelaide Crows. Just look at him. Get some depth down there in the back half. Why not? Why not give him a rookie list? Down at the Adelaide Crows. So I like this young lad. I think he's got some good talent, yeah.
What about Hamish Hartlett, Jars?
Well, the big hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, much loved figure, and we love him. Wonderful, wonderful player. Wonderful experience. He can play midfield. He can go through the defence. 193 AFL games. Gold Coast. Give him a pre-season.
It doesn't sound like it's...
Yeah, but give him a pre-season. Mate, he's averaging 15 disposals a game. He takes his three marks. A quality kick, as you know, is a beautiful kick across halfback. Oh, if I'm Stewie Jew, go and have a coffee with him. Sit down with him and talk to him about next year. You know, he might be good for 12, 14, 15 games, but it just gives him another old head down there. They got too many youngsters at Gold Coast, Gregory. All right. So, you know, I reckon a Jack Lukosius would love a Hamish Hartlett coming off half back. You know, anyway, I still think Hammer's got a little bit more left in him, but if not, well, then there's other opportunities, and the Adelaide Crows are all over him anyway.
Yeah, we spoke about that last week, didn't we? What about Sam Reed? GWS Sam Reed has been delisted.
Oh, mate,
it
didn't surprise me.
No?
His body lets him down. Yeah. He's been there 14 years in the system. He's played like something like 100 games. Hard-nosed defender, but if you can't consistently play every year with your, they're going to eventually clip you. Mm. They've backed him in because he's 6'7" or whatever he is. As a key defender, but
athlete.
I'm a no.
Yep.
I'm a no, Greg. But so anyway, we'll wait and see because some of these boys do deserve a second opportunity, don't they?
Yeah, it's pretty cutthroat, that's for sure. Hey, what about the paper today, Jars?
Yep.
Page 50, our own Triple M's Jay Clark's written an article about the draft coming up, the top 10 picks. Yep. Now, of course, Adelaide is entrenched in the top 10 to get a pick. Mm. Now, he's mentioned at pick six.
Pick six? Yeah.
Ben Hobbs.
Quality.
Yeah.
I watched some of his tape. He's an inside mid. He's a beautiful size. What is he, 183?
183 centimetre midfielder.
Yeah, good. That's what we need. Need some real quality mids, some real strong. He could be the next Rory Sloane. No question. But I reckon if we're picks, is that pick six, the Crows get him?
Yeah, pick six. That's if you factor in, so North Melbourne got pick one.
They'll get him, yeah.
Collingwood with the father-son.
Yeah, that'll be
Dacos. So they think Nick Dacos will go at two.
Yep.
And then, of course, the Western Bulldogs, same thing, father-son,
yep.
Sam
Luke
Darcy.
Darcy's son, another ruckman for the guy. Yeah, look, this Hobbs, he's a quality player. Who's after the Bulldogs, though?
GWS.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't be surprised if they snap him up. Gregory, because they need midfielders, and the Adelaide Crows. Yeah, we need we need two elite midfielders, one inside, one outside, who can run, elite skills, outside speed. So that'll be what they'll be looking at. But yeah, this Hobbs is a quality player.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you wouldn't be disappointed if he ended up in Adelaide.
No, got to go midfield.
All right.
Build your midfield for next year. All right, because you can't rely on Keys, Laird, and Sloan. Too slow. Too one dimensional. All right. Let's start getting some real balance in there. Good inside and outside speed. Bit like this show.
Right now, though, we're talking about Jars taking his wife for a drive.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful day yesterday, too, Gregory.
Stunning day. And I was just sort of going through my socials yesterday afternoon as I was enjoying a little Savvy Blanc in the sun.
At home?
Ooh. At home.
With little skinny arms hanging out. They're a bit burnt.
No, they're not.
Did you have a swig with Catherine?
No.
Why?
Catherine doesn't. No, she has about an inch of red wine every now and then. She's a bit of a lightweight on the old wine, but that's
she hasn't been well either.
No.
Looking after two boys while you go and play golf all day and do functions.
Oh, is that right?
Get on the terps with your mates.
Yeah.
Poor Catherine.
Got to get it right.
Where's this going?
No, I noticed that you you always have a go. Most Sundays, we haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
I take Catherine and the boys, and we go to one of our wine regions.
In South Australia.
And I come in here and you go, away you go again, Bluey. Oh, you're down to McLaren Vale.
That's good.
Do I sound like that,
yeah. That's good. That's
and you go up to the Barossa.
Oh, the inflections are spot
this
on.
This time I saw you in the Clear Valley.
Yeah, well, that's right.
What did you get up to yesterday, young man?
Well, hang on. Now, I took Marion and Riley Jarman and her dear friend from Perth Jen Perth, as we call her, to McLaren Vale to take Jen.
Oh, okay.
Because Jen works at one of the wineries down there in Perth. So, and they've got a winery here near Darrenburg Wines.
Mm.
And we went to the big block. What's it called? Where you take photos out in front of it? At the What's it called?
Well, that's at Darrenburg.
Yeah, but the big block.
I don't know.
The five-story block.
I don't know. What is
it? Honestly. Well, we're taking photos of that.
Right.
But anyway, we went for a nice drive. It was a lovely day.
It's very unlike you because, as I've mentioned a lot, you generally don't get too far out of Henley Square. So why?
It was nice to take Riley's friend. It was nice to go and see part of South Australia down the southern area.
You know what I think? Finally, you're listening to me.
Finally, you're taking a leaf. I'd rather be at the front bar at the pub with a froth talking about myself with some mates. All right,
but
not down at a winery
Did you have a good time?
We had a lovely time. Right. We had a lunch in the McLaren Vale main street of McLaren Vale. I actually popped in the fruit jocks.
Oh, no. Well, that was another chat that we had.
I got lost. Oh, no, I loaded up on sugar. But it was a good day. Jeez, we're lucky, aren't we? It is a beautiful place.
But this is what I try and say. You know, get out there. Spend your money. That's good.
Yeah,
good.
I know. So we had a lovely day. And, I was very tired on the way when I got home. I was a bit puffed.
Were you?
Don't worry. I had a couple.
You didn't? Who was driving?
Maz.
Oh, poor Maz. You take her out and she's got to drive home.
Go and support our wineries and get in there and the cellar doors. But it was really nice. It was a beautiful day. So thank you for everyone for embracing me down there.
Yep.
It was good to see.
And if you live in Henley, get out of Henley. Have a bit of a look around. Like Jars.
Jeez, it was jam-packed last night.
That whole break was about you going for a long lunch.
No, it wasn't a long lunch. I just took my family out.
And then he put the seat down on the way back and just slept all the way.
No,
exciting stuff.
Fruit shocks. All right, let's keep moving. Up next, you've got to talk about something, Gregory.
Yes.
Where's Byrne?
Where is he? He's another wine region, Margaret River.
Is he? Yeah.
I don't like cricket.
I
love it. Over to you, Blue.
Yeah, well.
What's going on?
Jars.
Yes, Greg.
You always go on about my football knowledge and, you know, if I can't say someone's name properly mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. So. Mm. We've been talking about the World T20.
Yes, we have.
The opening night last night, mm-hmm. and your mob, Scotland.
Scotland had a good result.
Beat Bangladesh.
Yes, sir.
So I just thought I'd test you out on a little bit of... a little bit of straightforward cricket knowledge.
Yeah, this will be good. All right,
So just think T20, World Cup. Okay. All right, you can't go wrong.
All right, buddy.
All right. Name me the South Australian in the squad.
Kane Richardson.
Yes. Tick. Good. Very good. Name me the captain and vice-captain.
Of the T20 of Australia?
Don't,
for Australia?
Don't. Well, no, of Oman.
Oman. Oh, no.
Australia.
Okay, the captain. I have no knowledge. Oh, honestly, I have no idea.
All right, what about vice-captain?
I have no idea.
Aaron Finch.
Of course.
And Pat Cummins.
Oh, of course. I apologise to the two lads.
Is our own Travis Head joining the squad?
No. Been snubbed.
Good. Yeah. No, well done.
All right.
Where is the tournament being played?
It's been played in the UEA or the UAE. Yes?
Yes, yeah. UAE and...
Not Bangladesh.
They played last night. I mentioned their names.
Okay, they're splitting it up, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Not London.
No.
No, I don't.
No, Oman.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Which country will host the next T20 World Cup and in what year?
It's Australia in 2024.
No, next year, 2022. But good work.
But
I'll give you half a point.
Hang on, how come it's next year? It's every 4 years.
No, because we missed out on one because of COVID.
Oh, that's, yeah, see, that's too much.
Well, I'll just tell
all
you.
All right, okay.
Is the first power play 4 or 6 overs in the World Cup?
There's 6 overs.
Yes, good.
Yeah, okay. How long have we got left on this?
Was the first T20 World Cup before or after 2006?
Say it again, Greg, and put some energy into it. What'd you say?
Was the first T20 World Cup before or after 2006?
Before.
No, after.
That's right.
It was 2007.
Oh, my God.
Who else we got? Who does Australia play in the first match?
We've got England.
No.
We've got West Indies.
South Africa.
We've got South Africa.
Yeah. All right, last question.
Here we go.
Last question.
Here we go.
How do you spell Josh Hazlewood?
J-O-S-H.
Yes.
All right. Hazlewood is H-A-Z-E-L Wood. Josh Hazlewood.
No. L-E. L.E. Wood.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, I'm the
what did he
rod.
Did he get? How many, what
did I get? Ben?
Actually, you did better than I thought.
You actually did better. You did better than I thought you would do.
Yeah, well, I know my cricket.
Not bad.
Come on, Australia. We're playing against New Zealand in a friendly.
Who cares?
Yeah, well, I care.
Just when it counts.
Okay. Done.
Don't worry about winning the friendlies.
Here we go.
Rightio. Up next, your favourite segment's back, Jars. Who am I? Is
no.
Back. Yes. What are we up to? Blue's got. Yes.
No one listens
3-2.
To
3-2. Everyone listens
no
to
one
it.
Cares.
It's coming up next. Where were you? Ready to play Jars or not?
Let's go.
Who am I? It's back. What's the score?
3-2. I'm 4-1.
You're on fire. Yeah, you're on fire. But this ain't going to last too much longer because when Burn's back, we're going to get back to the proper segment.
Okay.
All right.
That goes for 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay. The text had to clear like all this space on our hard drives just to...
Okay. All right, let's start. Go.
Come on, Benny.
I was born on the 8th of November, 1976.
Mm. How come they're all in the 70s? Mm. Why do you mix it up?
Do I tell you how to do your job?
No, you don't. Mm. You probably should.
I started playing cricket in the junior teams of my local side, Oak Flats.
Why do we do
Rats.
Cricketers all the time? Why don't we do a surfer
we've
or a horse
We've done one
rider
cricketer.
Or a jockey or, you know, a table tennis player. Someone from, you know, that doesn't get any airtime, but it's always about cricket and footballers.
Oh, what have we done here? He's not happy.
No.
All right, what was the second one again? Sorry.
I started playing cricket in the junior teams of my local side, Oak Flats Rats. At 16, I began playing first grade cricket for Campbelltown, New South Wales. I was soon called up to the Australian under 17 and under 19
teams. Michael Clark.
No, not Michael Clark. Good guess. I was awarded a scholarship to attend the AIS Australian Cricket Academy in the 95-96 season.
Righto.
I was first named in the New South Wales Blues squad as the 12th man for the November match against Queensland in the 97-98 Sheffield Shield.
Glenn McGrath.
No.
No. Haven't we done Glenn McGrath?
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm saying something. No,
he just sits back with his Merlot.
Say something. I've just got to get it right. Getting in all the info. How old's this guy? Have you worked that out?
No, not yet.
I told you he's born in 76.
He's 45.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm trying to nail it. I was going to say Stuart McGill, but he's a bit older than that.
He might be in a bit, running away from someone.
All right. During the 98-99 season,
yeah.
I was more of a regular presence in the latter stages of the Sheffield Shield. I started the 99-2000 season by claiming 8 wickets in my first 2 matches, impressing Steve Waugh, who was the Australian captain at the time, and it culminated in my test debut in December 1999.
Buff Lehman.
It's a bowler, you know. Oh, Stuart Clark.
Not Stuart
Clark. Stuart Clark? Who knows who Stuart Clark is?
Of course they do. He had a great record for Australia. It's a bowler. Brett Lee.
Oh, he's got it. Brett Lee.
Oh.
Yeah. What a bowler. Boom! Bluey's got it. 4-2.
I'm done.
Boom. Oh, come on.
I'm going back.
You
to the
weren't
water.
Even close. Do you want to wrap the show up?
Yeah, we better go. Okay.
Binger Lee.
Yeah.
Binger. And he stole my celebration, my wicket celebration, so too. The chainsaw.
He stole it. So he stole that from you. You didn't do it. He couldn't even take a wicket. I better get out of the building. See you tomorrow, everyone. Thanks for having us.
See ya.